I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 529, I Hear Voices. If someone said that to you, what would your reaction be? When people admit to hearing voices, we automatically become concerned, worried. We want to get them to see a therapist right away. I get it, but we all hear voices. Let me show you what I mean. This podcast is called The Two Greatest. After the two greatest commandments Jesus ever gave, said these are the top two, to love God and to love others, and we want to do that in our everyday life. You see, it's not like some people hear voices in their heads, and we're seriously concerned about them, and the rest of us, quote-unquote, normal people, well, we just don't. Nope. The truth is, we all hear voices. We all have narratives, messages from our past, our parents, our people, that help form us into the person that we are today, either for better or for worse. Give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you a story, share a thought, hear a portion of God's word, ask you a great question, pray a thoughtful prayer with you, and close with a challenge. What got me thinking about this is Chris Young's song simply titled Voices. The lyrics go like this. You could say I'm a little bit crazy. You could call me insane. Walking around with all these whispers running around here in my brain. I can't help but hear them. Man, I can't afford it. I hear voices. I hear voices. Like my dad saying, work that job, but don't work your life away. And mama telling me to drop some cash into the offering plate on Sunday. And granddad saying, you can have a few, but don't ever cross that line. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Turns out I'm pretty dang lucky. For all the good advice, those hard-to-find words of wisdom hold up here in my life. And just when I lost my way, or I got too many choices, I hear voices. I hear voices. Like my dad saying, quit that team, and you'll be a quitter for the rest of your life. And mama telling me to say a prayer every time I lay down at night. And grandma saying, if you find the one, you better treat her right. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Sometimes I try to ignore them, but I thank God for them. They make me who I am. Wow, so true. Listen, podcast family, we all hear voices. People who have spoken into our lives and we can't get their messages out of our head. The challenge then is to discern their voices from God's voice. Their message and value system from the loving God who indwells us by His Spirit. We all have narratives that we believe and live by. They inform and transform us in our view of ourselves and others, our work ethic, our perspectives on love and marriage and God and money and everything. Those all come from the voices we hear, from parents and grandparents and teachers and preachers and friends and foes and saints and sinners. Voices. Proverbs 2 puts it this way. My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understand, yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as a hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. And in the New Testament, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And they follow me. I have given them eternal life. They will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. Did you catch it? His voice gives life. Here are the great questions today. Whose voices are running around your head? Do their messages match the voice of God? And do the messages bring you life or drag you down? Let's pray this prayer adapted from iBelieve.com. Heavenly Father, your word says, I will seek you and find you when I seek you with all my heart. I long to hear your voice, Lord, but I know that in order to hear you, I must spend time with you. Help me to desire your presence more than anything else, more than answers, more than direction, more than blessings. Your presence is a gift, and I will show gratitude for that gift by making time to seek you in prayer each day. Like Samuel, I say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Help me to hear your voice and let your voice be the standard and the measurement for every other voice in my head. Time in your presence brings peace, comfort, and renewed hope. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 530. In the meantime, I love country ballads, like Chris Young's song, Voices. Those ballads speak life and about life, and they challenge the life we're making. So today, consider the narrative in your head, their source, their truth or falsehood, and the value they provide in making you more like Jesus. But it all starts with admitting, I hear voices.